I desire to address this slander that's going around right now regarding the Church of Wells, specifically the idea that the Church of Wells goes around pronouncing biblical curses upon people. The Baptist pastor of the Groves, Mike Lumpkin of University Baptist Church, Fayetteville, recently wrote a blog post stating authoritatively that we believe in pronouncing biblical curses. He did not hear that from us, did not read that upon in the doctrine that we have posted on our website. He heard that from the Groves, and only from the Groves and those that are associated with the Groves. He did not hear that from us, or from any of the doctrine that we have posted publicly. I believe that this originated with a story that Andy Grove has been telling of an instance where he believes that I had spoken a curse against him and his wife in front of the R&R Mercantile when myself and Ryan Ringnault, two of the pastors of the church here, were waiting upon the sheriffs to arrive as Miss Grove and Mr. Grove were acting very uncivilized, very ill-behaved, and at that, for Christians to behave in such a way is even worse, inside of the grocery store. So we were waiting outside with them, and Mr. Grove had told me some days ago, as I met him on the street, recounted this to me, at which I was very appalled and abominated the very idea of what he had told me, and that was that he remembered me praying, lifting my hands to heaven, praying that God would cause them to drop dead and breathe their last breath. Absolutely unthinkable for me to pray such a thing. I would never pray such a thing in such a style upon anybody. Well, after hearing this some days ago on the road, I just left at that and continued on down to my house. Well, just today, September 1st, I was on the phone with Andy Grove, the father of Catherine Grove. And as we were speaking, he began referencing this story, this instance of Ryan and I in front of the R&R Mercantile praying. When he had originally said, I pronounce the curse. Well, at the beginning of our conversation, he held to that I pronounce the curse. But as the conversation progressed over the next half hour or more, the story began to morph more and more until at the very end of the conversation, a very fabulous, extravagant story came forth. That was told something like this. Andy Grove and his wife, Patty Grove, remember Ryan and I standing in front of the R&R Mercantile, both lifting our hands to heaven. And when we lifted our hands to heaven and invoked the name of Jesus Christ and praying in the name of Jesus Christ and by his blood and greatly invoking the name of Jesus Christ, then simultaneously, with one voice in unison, in perfect sync together, began to utter this curse. And as Mr. Grove was speaking, he even said, you know, and the most amazing thing about it was, is how they spoke in such unison and how it was as though they practiced this many times before and had said it many times together in the past and had practiced it almost. Just very, very extravagant, the details of this story as he told it. He continued that we lifted up our hands together, invoked the name of Jesus Christ, and then prayed in unison, drop dead. Drop dead now. And he said, as we then looked upon them surprised, that they didn't drop down dead, that you know, the power that we thought we had didn't work, and they didn't drop down dead. As he told the story, we were shocked that they didn't drop down dead. Well, then we continued to pray again together in perfect unison, in perfect sync with one another. We continued to pray, breathe your last breath. Breathe your last breath now. And at that point, left off of our curse, quote unquote. Well, this is very concerning for many reasons. As Andy Grove spoke such a thing, I could barely even answer him. I didn't even know if such a radical, extravagant claim even begged an answer from me. Nevertheless, for the gospel's sake, I've taken it upon myself now to make this public response to such an evil slander. It's just, there is no other reason why such a slander would be drawn up and imagined in the mind of the Groves, Patty and Andy Grove, other than just out of maliciousness and out of hatred towards the name of Jesus Christ that we represent in this church and the testimony that we hold as Christians. It's slanderous to the very core. This accusation is slanderous and almost so extravagant that it would be laughable if it was not so blasphemous. Truly, when at one point a few days ago, Sean Morris, one of the elders, asked me, what did y'all pray that morning? Did y'all pray that? You know, if they're all saying you said this, did y'all pray that? I had to tell him honestly before God, I have absolutely no recollection what they could be talking about, except Ryan, at one point in his prayer, prayed, O Lord, don't judge them. O Lord God, would you please protect, don't let them die, Lord God, fearing because of their great words that they were speaking against us at that time and their great boldness against the gospel and setting themselves as enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. It was concerning that God would judge them, and thus we interceded for them and prayed that God would have mercy upon their souls. And we still do pray that God would have mercy on their souls and save them and not kill them and have mercy upon them. Well, all I can say and all I can appeal to, since there are two witnesses for such an extravagant story and there are two witnesses against it, myself and Ryan Ringnault, all I can appeal to is to my conscience and the conscience of all those that have been influenced by our ministry and have had any personal dealings with us whatsoever, that this is very out of character, very out of style for us to behave in such a way and to say such things with absolutely no mercy, no love in our hearts, just commanding to grown adults to drop down dead and breathe their last breath now. It's just absolutely unreasonable and unthinkable, and all I can do is appeal to the consciences of my hearers and finally to appeal to that great white throne of judgment which we must all gather before on that last day, where every secret thought and every word and every work will be brought into judgment and every man will have to give an account thereof. And I bear witness to the Holy Ghost, as he is my witness, that I never said such things to the Groves. Never before that date or after that date, I have not uttered one word like that, nor has Ryan Ringnault. And God is my witness, and I appeal to him and to his white throne of judgment, which we will all stand before one day, and the secret things of the heart will be made manifest and will be revealed. Whether we be liars or whether we be true, I simply appeal now to the consciences of the hearers, to not judge such a matter before they have heard it. And I would appeal to everyone on this very same line. I would appeal to Mike Lumpkin, this Baptist preacher of the Groves in Fayetteville, University Baptist Church of Fayetteville, Arkansas. The scripture says that whoso answereth the matter before he heareth it, that is not just hearing one side, but hearing both sides, not just hearing the reports against, but hearing the reports that are for. Someone who is judicious, he that answers a matter before he heareth it, the Bible says it shall be folly and shame unto him. It's foolish behavior and it's shameful behavior, especially for a professed minister of the gospel such as Mike Lumpkin, to say such things and to receive such a report without hearing the whole matter out. Job's glory. In the book of Job, a righteous man, he said, "In the matter I knew not, I searched it out." Would to God that such men of integrity would be risen up in our generation. The cause of God would be greatly helped and greatly furthered. His kingdom would go on with great grace and glory. I doubt not if such men would be risen up in our generation. May God speed the day when such men are risen up and when God's glorious gospel goes forth again. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.